Morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you please silence them now, it's not to disrupt the meeting. If you'd please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't want to worry yet.
Thank you.
Moving along now to item number three. This is discussion and possible action, approval of the agenda for March the 7th, 2017. Are there any changes we need to make to today's agenda?
No changes, Mr. Chairman.
Madam DA?
I believe that regarding the Bonanza Saloon, it has Tina Perkins, owner, under 15, and I believe, and 13 and 15. My understanding is she's the lessee, and when she originally came in for the first reading on October 4th, she was determined to be an applicant, not an owner.
All right, so it'll be leasing out on?
Yes.
Because it could be construed as being the business owner, right? Not the property owner, but the business owner?
Well, she was an applicant,
okay.
And that's how she was described in October, and she is the lessee. My understanding is, in talking with the sheriff, that she is the lessee of the Bonanza.
Very good. Any other changes today? Right. Any public comment on today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda. With
no, it's not the consent agenda. It's not the consent agenda. It's just the regular.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda with the correction on item 15 to the applicant, from owner to applicant.
13 and 15.
Oh, 13 and 15.
For licensee, yeah.
I don't see that one. Okay. I'll make a, okay, I'll read my motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept today's agenda with the correction of owner to applicant on item 13 and owner to applicant on item 15.
I'll second your motion.
Moving to second to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, moving along now to item number four. This is discussion and possible action, approval of the minutes for February the 7th, 2017. Is there a public comment regarding the minutes on February the 7th? Hearing none, call for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 7th, 2017.
Second.
Move to second to approve the minutes for February the 7th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number five. This is today's consent agenda. Any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none? Okay. Now I can get a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I can do that.
All right.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
Second.
It's been moved to second to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number six, discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Let's see here. Why don't we start Sean Griffin? Community Chest and Library?
A good day. Thank
nothing you. Today? Okay.
Hard to believe I know.
Keep going.
Stacey Gilbert?
Okay.
Director of Security, Melanie Keener?
Nothing today, thank you.
Over at the VCTC, Denny Dawson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think first I'd like to thank Mr. Jack McGuffey and our Madam DA here and our newbie, Mr. Hugh Gallagher, for braving the cold, dressing up in their favorite St. Patrick's Day attire, and judging our oyster fry on Saturday. So with that, good luck, folks. You're braver than I am, but anyway, with that, we're expecting a great crowd. The weather's supposed to be pretty decent. We're going to try and get the snow off the parking lots and the streets so we can set up accordingly. But the weather will just stay warm, and I think we'll have a great show. A lot of folks are wanting to get out, obviously, with the weather we've had. So looking forward to a big weekend. The other thing I really also wanted to mention was that I met with the comptroller and his staff on our budget for the VCTC. We'll be reviewing a tentative with the VCTC board, and then it'll go back to you folks for a final. But good balanced budget, and we have some extras in there that we'll be able to do some good work with the marketing for the city. So with that, more to come once we get through that approval. That's all I got.
Okay. Anything for Dennis?
Okay.
Good night. Thank you, Danny. All right, over our planning department. Captain Kendall?
Good morning. Just to give you an update on what we've been working on, we're still working on updating the solid waste management plan. That's still moving forward. The next thing we're going to begin working on is updating the sign ordinance. Looking at what some of the concerns have been, especially along C Street, and seeing if we can fix some of the issues that people have been having. We're also working on updating the planned unit development chapters, and we're working with Bob Morris on that. That hasn't gotten started yet, but that's what we're anticipating. And then the last thing was the Nevada chapter of the American Planning Association announced their annual conference, which will be October this year, October 2nd through the 4th in Carson City. And if anybody's interested in attending, to please let myself or Austin know, and we can get you some more information.
Thank you. Yeah. Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Antonero?
Nothing at this time.
All right. County Lobbyist, Bum Hess?
Morning, Bum Hess, Story County. Just kind of giving you an update. I wasn't going to be here till next week to give you an update on the legislation, but I just couldn't stand to be away from you guys, so I kind of a couple weeks earlier. Still not a whole lot being passed. Right now we do have the V&T, very good news on that. We are getting a work session on Friday, March 10th, so good news on that. That's moving right along, and that's what the efforts Pat Whitten has put in. A lot of people have it. Pat's kind of the one charging this. So once you get a work session, you've cleared a lot of hurdles. So very good news on that. A lot of other bills, a lot of deals are being made, which means the sponsors of those bills know their bills aren't going to pass. So they're trying to get some ammunition one way or the other to push those bills through. So as I said, I wasn't going to be here till the following commission, which we should have a little bit more news on what's going to pass and what's not going to pass, and more so what affects us out there. Which there's a ton of bills. I mean, if you look at the bills now, there's literally 200 bills that affect us. But to follow them, you know, probably 80% of them aren't going anywhere, so we won't know for 2 weeks where we stand on that. But I did want to give you an update. I missed the opportunity last time I was here to give you an update when we went back to Washington for the inauguration, which is just part of what we went there for. The inauguration was fantastic, but the time that we spent there, we met a lot of really good people that know a lot of really good people. We met this gal named Jordan Lane, who, after spending most of the day with her during the inauguration, she works for the Cajun John Lane. And he's the congressman from Louisiana, and he has thrown support towards our zip code bill, which was not on board the previous session. So that contact just in itself was worth, you know, 15 people going back there, because those are some of the things you can't do by phone, you know, talking to people, because you would have never gotten the Jordan Lane, who is the Cajun John Wayne's personal secretary. So we also met back there. We had a brief luncheon with John Porter, who's our lobbyist back there and former congressman. He's reviving the zip code bill as well. And so we talked a lot about the zip code and a lot about Story County. And the funny thing back there, anybody that knows Nevada, when you mention Virginia City, mentions basketball. Yeah, so it's a pretty good honor for those. Marshall was a mucker, and I know Gallagher and Jeff, and if I miss somebody, Jenny was a coach for a while, and so it's pretty neat when you meet somebody from Louisiana that says, oh, were you part of the 1980 teams or the 60s teams, which I wasn't the 60s, he was the 60s. So anyhow, people know about Virginia City. And so the trip back there, just meeting these people and getting to know them, you know, when we go back there for anything now, is going to be much easier. So very good trip, and I think we got a lot accomplished while we were back there. We also met with Dean Heller, actually had lunch with him, and again, he's always supportive of everything we do, but he did put us in contact with some folks that we talked to back there, and again, very, you know, once you meet the people, it's much easier than making 15 to 20 phone calls, and they still don't know who you are. So anyhow, any questions from the board on the trip or the session? I try to keep everybody appraised on some of the bigger stuff, some of the minor stuff I don't. I'd be on the phone a lot. So if there's any questions, I'd try to answer them. If not, I'm on my way back down there.
Good. Sit around the next day for the Million Woman March protest.
We left that day for some reason. I don't know if Lance had that in mind or not, but no, we didn't quite get to march on that one. We did see the ladies that were marching there, though, in our hotel that morning. They were actually fairly pleasant.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet.
All right, Dover Community Relations, Sherry Nevin.
Good morning, Sherry Nevin for the record. Several staff members will be attending the Nevada Division of Emergency Management's Public Assistance Applicant Briefing this evening with FEMA. That'll occur at 5 p.m. in Carson City. This is one of the first steps in the FEMA federal declaration process where we will learn about what's going to be next as we apply for FEMA funding to reimburse us for our efforts related to the January storm event. So, it'll be a good learning experience for a few of us who we've been through, you know, disasters, but not federal disasters. So I'll continue to report to you guys on what we learn from that and kind of timing as we go forward. So the Small Business Administration is offering low-interest loans to Nevada businesses and residents that were affected by that disaster. And I put some information at the back of the room here. For folks who may want to access that, they have a service center open in Reno, and it's only open until this Thursday. So I'm going to try to find out if that's going to be extended. Just in wake of the Lemon Valley disaster that's going on currently, I would think they would probably extend that. So I'll get a little bit more information on that. Myself, Joe Curtis, and Jason Van Havel will be meeting with NDOT this afternoon in Six Mile Canyon. We are working with them to pursue some emergency relief funds from the Federal Highway Administration. So we're just kind of getting everything together as we move forward with that. This is a new source of funding for us, and hopefully we'll be able to get something done on that road quickly. It is a federal program, so there's no guarantees on that, but we are working with them to get the required information and move that forward. So. Anyone has any questions for me?
Yes. The FEMA thing.
Uh-huh.
I know the B&T Railway had some damage. But there seemed to be a problem on who they file with and how.
Okay. Dean Haymore sent out an email late last week before he went out. And I believe the V&T, Ken Dorr specifically, was included on that email. There was a FEMA applicant form that they would need to fill out, and then they were all encouraged to attend this evening to get a little bit more information on that. So if they are going to be requesting federal funding, if they qualify, that is this evening at 5 o'clock at the State Emergency Management Office there on Fairview Drive. It's co-located with the National Guard facility. they have any questions, they can get in touch with me today.
Any other questions for Sherry?
Question? No. Thank you, Sherry.
Sure. Great. Thanks, Sherry. Where's the comptroller's office, Mr. Gallagher?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. Our budgets are at a feverish pitch right now for trying to get to where we want to be on the tentative. This is, again, any time during you have a legislative year, it's always difficult to predict things, especially on the revenue side, and especially on the unfunded mandate side, which we've got a couple of bills out there we're quite concerned with. So we may not know by the tentative, and we're going to meet with Pat next week to go over the entire budget to see where we are. The tentative will stay intact until the approval meeting with the commission, and then I anticipate some changes from the tentative to the final, depending upon what happens with the legislature or what we see out there on the horizon. So that's it on the budgets. Now, with the I'm moving ahead with trying to find a auditor for our June 30th, 2017 statements. To be quite frank, it's trying to pick your own mother-in-law. You don't know what you're going to get. I mean, we got big firms, small firms. We've got firms from out of town, very close. And so I'm going to give them all a chance to see what we've got, have them give them ability to give us some information about them, and possibly, and of course I've got Jesse and Pat and my staff will probably review it, come up with a recommendation, and go before you during the next commission meeting, because we have to have this announced by the 30th of March. So our outside auditor firm is very important, because if they, you know, number one, there's been a couple of them says we just don't have enough time. So at this late date, as we had gotten the letter date late, a lot of these people have already made their schedules and whatever for the upcoming audit season. So we had a little bit of a difficult time, but we'll get through this and pick somebody that's hopefully will stay with us for another 30 some odd years. Who knows? So, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. The fire department today, Jeff Nevin?
Nothing today.
D.A. Langer?
Nothing at this time, Mr. Chairman.
County Manager Whitman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to just add a few more bills that our group's been tracking, and Bum is still here. I want to thank him. And also Mary and Steve Walker with Walker and Associates. They've been all over that building. I can tell you I've spent more time in the first 3 weeks of this session down there on various bills than I've spent in any one session in total over the 120-plus days. There are a few bills I just want to also bring to your attention. They're at the last minute, we suggested to Walker and Associates that we try to get a BDR, that's a bill draft request, in that would allow the 15 rural counties some option of receiving some tax monies on diesel fuel tax or diesel fuel sales. Currently, we get local governments can get up to 9 cents from the sale of gasoline. I think we're at 4.5, as I recall, possibly 5, zero on diesel. With the advent particularly of large truck stops already out of Tri and hopefully another one coming or more, this was important to us, but it's also important to other jurisdictions, particularly Lyon County, who would realize somewhere in the vicinity of about $1.2 to $3 million a year based on just a simple 5 cent tax. So it went from a request for a BDR very late in the game to a BDR. We're now following BR1002 in hopes that we'll actually get a bill assigned to it, and we'll see where it goes. We're trying to be very careful so this does not negate what the voters voted on with fuel tax indexing. This is simply empowering the local government boards, this commission specifically for Story County, that they could enact a diesel sales tax of up to 5 cents one time, or no more than 5 cents at any one time. So we'd go there, and I'm available for additional follow-up if anybody has any. I'll defer to Commissioner McGuffey on the NACO property tax bill. That's one we're following, and particularly the formulary change, that it would be helpful. Bum addressed the SB 57 RB&T bill. SB 54 is actually a Lyon County bill that we've supported because it also would help us and other local governments. The use of the 1/4 cent infrastructure tax is very tightly structured under NRS. This would allow a few additional options, such as potentially funding for services that are often threatened in tough times, such as senior centers. And we would also be able to use a portion of the infrastructure tax, if it was approved as part of the plan, for contract services such as food services in a jail, physical medical services within a jail, those types of things. So it doesn't actually expand the tax, just adds a few more options as to what that quarter cent tax could go for. And then the last ones really are kind of running on parallel tracks in both the Assembly side and the Senate side, and that will be the potential for body cameras on our law enforcement officers. We talked about this at staffing this morning, and the sheriff mentioned hopefully that they'll, you know, it's going to happen, it would seem like, but it's a matter of when and how we pay for it. The when could be give us an extra year to get up to speed on this. It might be an implementation date of, I think, July 1, 2018, the sheriff said. And then there are a couple of vehicles that we could use to raise funds that I'm a little skeptical about, but we'll see. There, you know, there's a 911 tax out there right now that is available on all the phone bills, cell phones, landlines, for those that still have them. Currently, the max is a quarter. There's consideration being given to raise that to a dollar. The reason why I'm skeptical is we don't even have the tax. We've never enacted it or charged it. And I think we're small enough that the number of phones that are used in the county probably would not generate a whole lot of money. But with an extra year to generate, we might at least be able to cover the acquisition cost the first year. And there's very little pushback on do we need this. It's just a matter of when and how we pay for it. So that's one last one that we're watching with potential economic impacts. It allows neighboring agencies to come in and say, well, your project is going to impact our government services, be they schools or transportation or whatever it may be. We're watching that, and I just received an email as this meeting started that the sponsor, Assemblyman Skip Daly out of Sparks, is asking for a stakeholders workshop on Friday, so several of us will, I'm sure, sit in on that as well. And I may be asking one of you guys. That's it.
Okay. Any questions for Pat? None? Okay. County Clerk Stevens? Nothing today? All right. That concludes item 6, and we'll move on now to item number 7. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. Commissioner Gilman?
Good day, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman McGuffey.
Yes. Well, of course, the big thing that happened last week was we went to Washington, D.C. for our annual legislative conference with NACO, and we are a member of NACO. Story County is a member of the NACO. So it's important that we show up and voice have our voices heard there. Of course, our big ticket item that we're trying to get through is our zip code bill. And we learned this time, too, that we just barely missed it. I guess the senator from Delaware that created the hiccup. He backed out, but he backed out too late, and we missed it by a day. If he would have backed out a day earlier, it would have went through. So now we're resubmitting the same bill, but this time we learned that there may be an issue in the, because Florida's attached to this bill, New York's attached to this bill, it's a postal bill, and I guess Florida has, in their zip code, they have a tie to Medicare, and that might be a hiccup that we're kind of concerned about. Our John Porter
consultant,
the consultants there, they think this, we can still be positive about it, but if anything's going to happen, it'll probably be there at that spot. So, but we're staying optimistic. It's supposed to supposedly go through. Now that we own the House and the Senate, it should be a little smoother traveling for those reasons. And also on top of this trip, we got to sit with Jeff Post. He's the deputy staffer of the House Oversight and Government Reform. They're the ones that actually wrote the bill. So this was the first time we've talked to them, and so we were able to sit down face-to-face and kind of give our side of the story to speak up. So just that face-to-face contact makes a world of difference. They know who they're talking to now. It really proved critical that we were there to talk to these people. And then, we were able to talk with our constituents, Heller and Amadei, Titus, and our first meeting with Cortez Masto. She said, whatever we need, let her know. She's right there for us. So that was a good meeting. We kind of gave her an attaboy to thank, to congratulate her on her winning her seat. And we know she's got some work ahead of her, and we're behind her, too. So, we also met with the chairman of the Resources Commission, Mr. Bishop. He's also on our side. So we're gaining momentum. We're gaining friends to speak of to get this bill passed. So now Mark Amadei, Congressman Amadei, he pointed out that, sometimes these things take years, and of course we don't want years, but and he knows that. But he's seen a bill take 6 years because some little sentence in it or something basically pushed it out, So anyway, we're still optimistic. The VNT bill workshop is, we have it Friday, and that's for our local bill to reconfigure the commission. I'll be there for that. Pat Whitman and I think maybe Marshall. And then I think that's all I have to say for now. But anyway, the trip was well worth it. We learned a lot more. And one thing we really learned, too, is our lobbyists there, the Porter Group, man, these people are fantastic. And they're on top of it all the time. So I learned to appreciate them even more so this time around. I did last year when I went there, but I'm always kind of hesitant. But this year it was kind of like they proved that they're worth their fees. So I'll let it go at that.
Good. Thanks, Jack. All right. I don't have anything today because Jack took all my thunder. We'll move on now to item number 8, discussion of possible action. Possible action to approve or disapprove the list of appointees to the Board of Appeals. Are you going to handle this?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't address the NACO tax formula that you threw at me there. So NACO they do have some bills that they're working with the legislature, the national legislature, and that primarily is land bills. And they are as far as local, they are working on the body. Pat's already talked about the body cameras, and he said everything I would have said. But the tax formula, and what they're calling this is they're calling this a correction of the last of the tax form, property tax formula bill. And the problem is now the way it cycles in percentages, some counties are paying 0.02% increase in taxes. You know, the Clark County, Washoe County, you're looking at $1.20 for a tax increase. And of course, to run at a lower, you're basically trying to run your same government and public facilities at a lesser cost, and you can't do it anymore because everything costs keep going up. So what this bill is basically doing, in layman's terms, it's making the bottom a 3% cap. It can't go below 3%. That's all they're trying to do with this bill.
Isn't every property tax bill a correction on the previous property tax bill?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay, this again is the request to appoint a Board of Appeals. The good news is we were going to have to jump on this right away because we had a potential appeal. And the appellant has now withdrawn that and is working closely with our Community Development Department to mitigate the issues. So this is now presented to you with no sense of urgency, but a sense of compliance. Our own county code, we learned through this potential appeal, requires that the Board of Commissioners appoint a three-person Board of Appeals to consider decisions or determinations by the building official regarding the application of the International Building Code. Our ordinance goes on to specify that it needs to be a contractor, architect, or engineer as one, a person with fire protection background as a second, and the third and final is a member of the general public. This is a two-year term, and it is staff's recommendation. I've talked with all three of these individuals that we appoint Pete Mulvihill as the person with fire protection background. Pete was the retired state fire marshal for Nevada and comes very highly recommended by Chief Hames. And I've worked with him on a couple of projects as well. So I'm proud to say Pete's on board. Our next person would be the at-large position. And since Jay Carmona is active and seems to be knowledgeable of these types of things, he may not know the code, but he's got a good ammunition of common sense. Jay's been willing to do it. And our third is our architect that we generally use. That's Pete Dubay with the Dubay Group. So this would be a two-year appointment. We have no appeals before right now, and just for information, we also will probably be coming back to this through with Keith's help and either Chief Nevin or Chief Hames. Chief Hames had asked if we could incorporate this same appeals board to hear appeals in the fire code enforcement as well. So we'll probably be expanding the role of this, but that's going to require changing yet another ordinance and doing a few things that at the time when we thought we had a pending appeal and a deadline of 30 days, we needed to get it out there. So staff's recommendation is to appoint Pete Mulvihill, Jay Carmona, and Pete Dubay to the Board of Story County Board of Appeals for a two-year term.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. Is there any public comment regarding these appointments? Any board comments? Motion to approve.
That was during his public comment, his board comment.
Right here. Here's our recommended motion.
Let's see that. Okay, I move to approve the appointment of Pete Mulvihill, Jay Carmona, and Pete Dubay to the Board of Appeals for 2 years.
I'll second the motion.
Can I get a second then?
I'll second.
It's been moved and second to appoint these three persons. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, at this time we're going to go ahead and recess as the Board of County Commissioners and convene the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Moving along now to item number 10. This is discussion of possible action. approval of interstate interlocal contract between public agencies and business associate addendum, contracts between the state of Nevada acting by and through its Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Health Care Financing, Policy, and the Story County Fire Protection District. Chief Nevin, you can handle this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I brought some help with me because she is much more knowledgeable in this than I am. This has been an ongoing project between the fire district and the State Department of Health and Human Resources. We hired a contractor consultant, Leah Lamborn. She's going to give us a little bit of overview on this, but basically what it comes through is a collaborative effort between the Nevada Fire Chiefs Association and the other state agency to go through this. Basically, it will give us the ability to price out or charge for our actual costs instead of the negotiated rates that we've had through previous agreements with the state and Medicaid. So with that, I will give Leah the podium.
Great. Thank you.
Good morning, board members.
Good morning.
Again, for the record, Leah Lamborn. I'm with Creative Consulting Solutions. I'm the former chief financial officer for the Medicaid agency, so I'm going to give you some background since I was there of the whole bill and how this came about. So during the 2015 legislative session, the Nevada Fire Chief Association submitted a bill draft request that was sponsored by Assemblywoman Kirkpatrick. And what this bill did, it was a request for the fire districts to receive costs to provide medical transportation services. During that time, we had met with the governor's chief of staff, Mike Weldon, Assemblywoman Kirkpatrick, and the fire association, and determined that this really didn't need to go into statute. It was a reimbursement methodology that was already being done for other public and local government entities. So we entered into a memo of understanding at that point, and then the Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy, which is the Medicaid agency, submitted a state plan amendment for a reimbursement methodology for cost-based rates. That was submitted October 1st of 2015. CMS, who's the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services, approved the state plan amendment January of this year, 2017. So this contract is a result of that history and that process. Basically, it's an agreement that the Fire Protection Agency District will meet all of the certified public expenditure requirements, which is they will do a cost allocation plan, determine a cost-based rate through the allocation of cost, and that they will also have the non-federal share, which is the general funds, appropriated in their budget. General funds, again, being derived through taxes. So that's what this contract does, and all of the contract and cost reports and everything is due to the Medicaid agency March 31st. So what will happen is through the cost report and the cost allocation, cost-based rates will be determined, and then an annual cost settlement process will be conducted with the Medicaid agency. And these reports will be due and will need to be submitted on an annual basis to basically set the new rate and to do the cost settlement. So if you have any questions. Oh, I would also like to add that in the contract, in attachment A1G, that is an agreement for the Fire Protection Agency to pay the non-federal share of the state's auditor. So after the cost reports are compiled and submitted, the state has an auditor to come in and review those and bless the rate, say yes or no, or make any adjustments that may be needed before the cost settlement and the new rate is processed. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
So if I follow this correctly, this should increase the amount that the fire department collects on ambulance runs than what's collecting today. You said on the back side of it there's an auditing fee at the back end of this?
Yes.
So you have to make sure that the front end offsets to the back end?
Yes, and that is correct. I have some preliminary numbers, and I feel very confident that it's definitely worth it.
So this is a voluntary agreement. We're not bound by it, by NRS on this?
That's correct.
Okay. Anybody have any public comment regarding this agendized item? Commissioners, do you have any questions?
No.
Leah? No?
Other than Mr. Jeff being appointed fire chief, any existing MOUs need to be re-signed by the new chief?
This is signed by the chairman, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Fire chief's recommendation that we approve this?
Yes, it is.
Staff's recommendation as well?
Yes.
All right. So, that's for a motion for approval.
I move to approve the interlocal contract between public agencies and business associate addendum contracts between the state of Nevada acting by and through its Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy and the Story County Fire Department, Fire Protection District, and authorize Gary Haynes, authorize Gary Haynes, Fire Chief, to sign those documents on behalf of the board.
All right. I have a motion.
Second.
Been moved and second. To approve, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Great.
Thank you.
One coming up today. Appreciate it. All right.
This is your father's call.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Fire Protection District Board and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Item number 12, discussion of possible action. Liquor Board first readings. A, Gold Hill Hotel, liquor license, on sale and cabaret. A local business to operate out of 1540 Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada. Patrick McNamee. Okay.
Ms. Still is in the background process. I can tell you he's not wanted by anybody at the present time, but first reading is just procedural, and we'll have everything at the second reading, so I'd recommend approval of the first reading.
Okay. That's consistent with the legislation. Any public comment regarding this first reading? Hearing none, motion for approval?
I make a motion to approve as part of the consent agenda the first reading, a liquor on sale license and cabaret license for the Gold Hill Hotel, 1540 Main Street, Gold Hill, Nevada.
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 13, discussion of possible action. Liquor Board second reading, A, Canvas Cafe liquor license on sale and off sale and cabaret. A local business to operate out of 110 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, Richard Oates and Alexia Silver. Sheriff?
On this one, apologize. We've had technical issues with the network system, county email, and my computer system, everything. So tried to get something sent out to the board so you'd have it beforehand. I was just able to get it emailed to Pat this morning, so he'll print it out and add it to the record. But I'll read what it was that I submitted, and then if you have any questions. In regard to the above entitled action, the applicant was found to have no disqualifying history. They currently operate the Canvas Cafe in Virginia City, has satisfactory personal and professional references and associates, has demonstrated a stable business operation since opening the cafe, and the addition of liquor to their operation is not seen as a detriment. The Canvas Cafe is operated under a lease agreement from the property owner, Lorna Seals. No irregularities were seen in review of said lease agreement. All fire, health, safety approvals have been obtained, and the business is currently operating. As such, I would recommend approval of this liquor license.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Sheriff. Is there a public comment regarding the second reading on the Canvas Cafe liquor license in Canberra?
Mr. Chairman, I would just add to staff, I just sent the email that the sheriff referenced both on this second reading and a subsequent one coming up next to the clerk and also to the three of you, if you'll have that.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Okay. So if I can get a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve Richard Oates and Alexia Sober, owners, in the second reading of the cabaret and on-off sale liquor license for the Canvas Cafe located at 110 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second.
It's been moved in a second. To approve the liquor license for Canvas Cafe. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, moving on to item number B, Bonanza Saloon liquor license operating at 27 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Tina Perkins, lessee.
Same thing on this. I'll read through what it was that I submitted. In regards to above entitled action, the applicant was found to have no disqualifying history. She currently operates the Delta Saloon in Virginia City. Is well thought of by personal and professional references and associates, has demonstrated stable financial status suitable for operating a liquor establishment in Story County. The Bonanza is to be operated under a lease agreement from property owner Vincent Malfitano, similarly to that which is in place for the Delta Saloon. No irregularities were seen in review of said lease agreement. All fire, health, and safety approvals have been obtained. As such, I will recommend approval of this liquor license application.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff. There's a public comment regarding the Bonanza Saloon's liquor license.
Do you want to disclose?
Yeah. When we get to the end of the
program. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, if I may, under staff then, Mr. Chairman, and I just want to look at Tina and make sure our fire and building sign-offs pertain only to the bar in the common area, not to the restaurant. Is that our common agreement? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And I do have one more public comment. Thank you so much for all the help that you're providing on some of these events. I mean, it's huge for us, so thanks.
Okay. With that said, can I get a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion to approve Tina Perkins, owner of this, in the second reading of the general and cabaret license for the Bonanza Saloon, located at 27 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440.
I think you need to correct that to licensee and not owner.
Yeah. Yes.
Or okay, leasee, yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, leasee. Didn't see that. I just kind of read through right through it. Licensee. Okay.
Lessee. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Okay. I'll strike my previous motion and go with the motion to approve Tina Perkins, lessee, second reading of the general and cabaret license for the Bonanza Saloon, located at 27 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada. 89440.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved in second. Before we vote, I need to disclose also that I hold a liquor license in the proximity of the Bonanza Saloon, and that voting in the affirmative or the negative on this doesn't affect myself or the Bonanza or any other business in the proximity of these businesses any different than it does myself. So. I didn't explain that very well, but.
So I'll make the same disclosure. I also hold a business and liquor license in close proximity to the Bonanza, so this will not affect my business or theirs. In my vote, I will cast my vote.
Very good. Okay.
I don't.
So with that disclosure, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Very good. At this time, we're going to adjourn as the Story County Liquor Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Moving on now to item number 15. This is discussion and possible action. Sheriff's Licensing Board, second readings This is item A, the Bonanza Saloon General Business and Cabaret License, operating at 27 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Tina Perkins, Lessie, as Lance pronounces it. So, is there any public comment regarding this licensing? Hearing none?
Same disclosure.
Same disclosure.
And I might add, just so again the record's clear, this does not pertain to the restaurant at this point in time.
There you go. So I have a business that's in proximity to the Bonanza Saloon. It operates also with the general business and cabaret license. And the decision to vote yes or no on this wouldn't have any more effect on the Bonanza than when any other business in proximity to mine.
So I'll make the same disclosure.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman.
Once again, I'll ask if there's any other discussion on this. Hearing none, it's been moved and second to approve the Sheriff's Licensing Board second reading for Bonanza Saloon General Business and Cabaret License. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, moving along now to item number 16. Discussion of possible action, licensing board second readings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Community Development and amending Dean Haymore, who had his knee replaced yesterday, they are recommending approval of all items listed on the agenda, items A through X, which are CMF Group, Inc., DBA CMF Group, Nevada, Inc., Highland Electric and Lighting, LLC. This will be actually a co-locate with Jim Collins on C Street, Rinaldi Environmental Consult, Inc., Johnson Bearing and Supply, Inc., Pacific Southwest Container, LLC, Pula's Moving and Storage, Pervix Machine Company, Inc., Finn Air, Inc., Metocote Corporation, JPG Phototonics Corporation, Urza North America, NexSource Inc., Scafco Corporation, Mike Keenan Sr., DBA Keenan's Creations. This will be a home-based business out in Rainbow Bend. Mistress Goop Inc., JLM Industrial Supply Inc., IT Heating and Air, Nike Machine Manufacturing Corp., Boschman Technologies, BV, Jensen Hughes, Inc., Triple Play Services, Inc., Capital City Electric, Inc., The Bug Guy Pest Control, Inc., and Raul Martinez, DBA Martinez Landscaping, all to be approved.
Very good. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding the licensing board second readings? Hearing none, I'll get a motion to approve items A through X.
I'll make a motion to approve items A through X.
I'll second.
Moved and second to approve licensing board second readings of all items A through X. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 17, public comment. No public comment today? Going once, going twice, we're adjourned. Thank you.